What had he heard? Was he merely on his regular route? I had to hope so. If he had actually heard something, if he stood outside and called for help, I was probably going to be caught. And as clever and glib-tongued as I was, I didn't think I was good enough to talk my way out of this. The young guard touched a thumb to his mustache and stroked it as if to encourage fuller growth. He frowned, swept his gaze along the front of the building. I ducked back. When I peeked out again a moment later, I could just see the top of his head. He was coming in. I waited until I heard his feet in the stairwell. Then I was out the window, halfway between the first and second floors, hanging by my fingertips from the coarse cement of the windowsill, then dropping. I hit badly, one ankle twisting on a rock, one knuckle skinned. But in my very best rapid limp, I hurried into the shadows and scurried for my car. My heart was pounding when I finally slid into the driver's seat. I looked back and saw no sign of the guard. I started the engine and, with the lights still off, I drove as quickly and quietly as I could out onto Old Cutler Road, heading toward South Miami and taking the long way home along Dixie Highway. My pulse still pounded in my ears. What a stupid risk to take. I had never before done anything so impulsive, never before done anything at all without careful planning. That was the Harry way. Be careful, be safe, be prepared. The Dark Scouts. And instead, this. I could have been caught. I could have been seen. Stupid. Stupid. If I hadn't heard the young security guard in time, I might have had to kill him. Kill an innocent man with violence. I was quite sure Harry would disapprove. And it was so messy and unpleasant, too. Of course, I was still not safe. The guard might easily have written down my license number if he had passed my car in his little golf cart. I had taken brainless, terrible risks, gone against all my careful procedures, gambled my entire carefully built life. And for what? A thrill kill? Shame on me. And deep in the shaded corner of my mind, the echo came. Oh yes, shame. And the familiar chuckle. I took a deep breath and looked at my hand on the steering wheel. But it had been thrilling, hadn't it? It had been wildly exciting, full of life and new sensations and profound frustration. It had been something entirely new and interesting. And the odd sensation that it was all going somewhere, an important place that was new and yet familiar. I would really have to explore that a little better next time. Not that there was going to be a next time, of course. I would certainly never again do anything so foolish and impulsive. Never. But to have done it once, kind of fun.